Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
The moon landing, fact or fiction? So this one is very current at the moment because it's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, or the supposed moon landing, depending on which side of the fence you're on. And I have to be totally transparent, I actually am right sitting on the fence. It depends on which one I listen to, which side. I find it fascinating, the conspiracy theories. I find the way they qualify it as absolutely fascinating. And I can be reading some of it and thinking, bloody hell, they've got their points. And, you know, they make a very good argument. And then the rational side of my brain thinks, Robert, come on, snap out of it. It obviously has occurred. So I can be swayed either way, which I thought, do I even record this because I'm sitting on the fence, or do I, you know, record something totally different? But then I thought, you know, I'm probably the perfect person to record it because I'm right there in the middle. I could go either way with this. I haven't that an amazingly a strong opinion, and I can actually see both sides. I think both sides, well, more the conspiracy theory side, because it's up to them to disprove it, I think, a little bit more. And overall, it's something that I'm not deeply emotionally involved in. So it's great to have a little bit of an attachment so I can watch it and listen to the news and the documentaries for and against with a detachment. And I can look at it from an entertainment point of view. Because ultimately, all of these things, you know, whether flat earth, whatever these conspiracy theories are, anti-vaxxers, you know, chemtrailers, you know, aliens, pyramids, all this kind of stuff. I find it very fascinating. I find it very interesting. But it can be a distraction from your current path, from your current goals. So I just see it as light entertainment. It doesn't really, one way or another, greatly affect what my mission is, or what my legacy or my life path is, and the direction that I'm going. Because I want to be so focused doing what I want to do that all of these distractions, or all of these paths, or all of these thought processes don't suck me away from doing what I should be doing in the first place. Anyway, and either way, as amusing as I find it, either way, no matter whether it's true or it's untrue, it's not going to deter me from where I'm going. So keep that in mind with you, your goals, and your own life path. Don't get sucked too far down the rabbit hole. Absolutely look at these things. Look at them with interest. If it's not your subject matter, don't get too involved, especially if you have your own daily life struggle and daily life aspirations and you're striving for your own success. Don't get too sucked in by, you know, all these kind of conspiracies, whether it's true or whether it's not true, as interesting as it may be. So I don't know. Did we land on the moon? Did we not land on the moon? I don't know. It's a bit mad to think that we've never landed on the moon since. That's a bit of a mad one. And the technology back in the day, you know, was so limited that the phones that we have now, the phones in your pocket now, seem to me to have more technology than they had back then. But it would be some elaborate hoax, wouldn't it? All those people, all those well-educated, well-trained people who have committed their lives to think that they've managed to keep this secret. I don't know how many thousands of people worked on the project of the moon landing, and they've all managed to kind of keep it secret, and they've all managed to for so long as well. I don't know. It seems like a bit of an elaborate hoax to me, but it's certainly interesting either way. So have a think of it. Let me know your opinion, by the way. Let me know what you think. Do you convince me one way or the other? It's your opportunity to tell me what you think, to convince me. You know, did it happen? Did it not happen? I'd love to hear what you think, both in person or by any of the social media channels that are listed on any of the links there. thanks for listening. I'll come back next week with something a little bit more self-development orientated. I wanted to go a little bit more off kind of topic this week because, I don't know, I just decided it's episode 56. I'll do just something totally different. I've been off this week, so my brain has been freer to think about other things. I thought, you know what, I'll do a totally different one. I won't do my normal subject matter, but I have a good one coming next week that I nearly recorded this week until I decided I was going to talk about whether the moon landing happened or not. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.